GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
In a moment, the phone's going to ring and it's going to be Jeremiah Childs. And you might remember Jeremiah Childs as the University of Maine student who was with, here's the spoiler, the organization formerly known as the University of Maine Republicans. And to bring listeners up to speed, we remember that this organization welcomed author and commentator and blogger Michelle Malkin. And they booked her to appear at, I don't know, double check where it was. Jeremiah, where was the first place that you booked Michelle Malkin? Was it Sable Oaks?
The Sable Oaks, the Portland Sheraton, South Portland.
Okay. And when that happened, then eventually someone came back and said, okay, these guys aren't an official organization within the University of Maine system. And then that started Sable Oaks saying, okay, maybe not here, guys. Go find some other place. Site number two, site number three, site number four. And you ended up at Sabattis Town Hall?
Yes, we did. Okay. That was the final place.
Now, we need to take one step back here. Remind our listeners when the University of Maine Student Republican Organization, when it became, when its status within the university became in question. How did that happen?
So what happened was, is our former advisor moved to Michigan. So Amy Freed was basically our only option at that point. If you don't have an advisor, you get suspended. So we had Amy Freed for at most a total of 2 weeks, but we questioned that number. And she resigned after we invited Michelle Malkin.
Okay. And now we know what has happened since. Another organization, you said, came forward and filed to take the name of the organization that you've been operating under. And they did it, I don't know, less than an hour, maybe a couple hours before you filed. Yep. And then there was an appeals process to say who is going to be the university. What was the official name going to be?
The University of Maine College Republicans.
Okay. And then what happened?
So what happened was on Tuesday, the University of Maine decided to give this other group the University of Maine College Republicans. So it was a really sad outcome. The justification behind it is very ambiguous, as we were not actually allowed to watch the decision happen. We got to talk to the lawyer afterwards, and he said that basically the only reason they gave them it was because they turned in the paperwork first, which is ridiculous. There was the biggest argument that was made there was basically over whether or not the GOP, the Maine State GOP, endorsed us, and that was the main point of contention. So on the Saturday prior, the State Executive Committee unanimously agreed to endorse us. The Maine Federation of College Republicans endorsed us. However, the president of this other club said that she had a letter from our national executive director, Jason Savage, saying that the only reason we were endorsed was because we bullied the Maine GOP with the help of Nick Isgro. Of course, Jason says this letter is not true, and we tend to agree that he probably didn't write this letter. So there's that fight going on.
Okay, hang on just a second. Hang on a second. I've been doing all the talk. I apologize, George. Just bringing listeners up to speed on this.
But no, I think we haven't covered much new ground yet.
All right. Well, we do now in that they gave the name to the other organization. Right. And in a moment, you'll hear Jeremiah share what they have to go through in order to become an official organization. But you heard Jeremiah just a moment ago say, you can't be an organization unless you have an advisor. They had an advisor. That advisor resigned. George, take a guess who the advisor is for this new Republican organization on the University of Maine campus. Tell him, Jeremiah. Tell him who it is.
Amy Freed, our former advisor. The reason we got suspended, created this other group, and that is not a conspiracy. That is actually what happened.
So Amy Freed is your new advisor.
No, not his No. His organization doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
Amy Freed is now the advisor to the new Republican organization because she resigned from this previous organization.
That is correct.
So the college Republicans now have a rather left-wing liberal advisor to the Republicans. That's fun. How does that work out?
It is.
And you're you're kind of a real, I want to be careful of nomenclature here. You're a right, politically pretty far to the right, your group.
We're a standard America First conservative. We love our president.
All right, I got it.
This other club described us as deplorable, and I wear that as a badge of honor, not an insult.
So what must you do? I mean, if you can't beat them, join them. We'll get down that road in just a second with you, Jeremiah.
I wish we could do that.
Well, why can't you go and join?
The rules.
What am I? Members of the previous organization can't now go to this new organization and say, hey, you know what? We want to join you guys. We have more in common than we have in contrast.
So I asked the lawyer if we could go join, and basically they said this other club run by this other president, if they wanted to, would kick us all out and our experience with this other club. So we actually asked to negotiate with them. We're like, hey, why are you doing this? We didn't really get an answer. We asked, like, hey, you guys could be another club. Just change your name. And they said they were willing to change their name. And we're like, that's awesome. That's fantastic. We'll keep our name. You change your name. However, the university went ahead and gave them our name anyway.
What would it take for you and your colleagues within this, the formerly known as University of Maine College Republicans, what would it take for you, your organization, to form your own new club, new name, same ideals?
So we did decide to take a new name, and we filed under it. However, there's a lot of issues with that. Us being part of the College Republicans, the Maine Federation, which is very important, is currently at jeopardy. We're not actually an official group with the GOP anymore. That's also an issue. They've effectively just deplatformed us from all of our committees that we're involved with, and that all those details are ironed out. Whether or not we get to keep our bank account is that an issue. Also, the name of our social media accounts. The university is currently not making a decision on all of that right now, but those will be coming up in the coming weeks. So we're in a large mess right now. Creating a new group actually doesn't actually solve any of the problems.
Well, we're pretty much in the semester break, aren't we? Pretty quick.
What do you say?
Aren't we kids going to be... You're getting some time off here soon, aren't you? The school?
Yeah, we are. There's the March break.
Right.
So what we're going to have to probably file a lawsuit at this point. The Alliance for Defending Freedom is interested, and they're deciding whether or not it's lawsuit worthy at this point. There's been a lot of these incidents happen around the country. The one unique situation is the University of Maine is actually a public university, and that makes it a lot easier.
Final question, Jeremiah. Ed wants to know, who is the president of the new organization using the old name?
Her name is Anna Zeminski, and we believe she works for Susan Collins.
Jeremiah Childs with the organization formerly known as the University of Maine College Republicans. Jeremiah, keep us informed so we can let our listeners know. We can tell from the text messages coming in, they're interested with what has happened and how it plays out. Thanks for being a part of our show today, Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.